Hello everyone and Namaste. I am Deepika Singh, speaking to you from Margherita, Assam, India. First, I would like to pay gratitude to Dr. Michael Anthony Ingram, sir, for giving me the opportunity to share my work. Your show, Quintessential Listening Poetry Online Radio, is not just simply a show, but a nest where we writers get a chance to explore our creativity. Whether a person living in a city or in a remote area like me. Now, sir gave me some couple of questions which I need to answer. So the first question is, what is poetry? What is poetry? For me, poetry is like a conversation with self. It is about perception and interaction with the universe. Poems are portraits of a sublime intimacy with life itself. Second question, why is poetry important? Poetry helps us to understand the world around us. When a poet composes a poem, he becomes more aware of their emotions, their feelings, their wants. And when we truly know ourselves, we get the chance to improve ourselves and be productive for our society. Like as said, a pen is mightier than a sword. So I believe that right words can change our society too. Now I'm going to share some of my poems. My rebirth. Time favored, bestowed with happiness, and I build the kingdom of hope. But life stabbed and crumbled me again and again. My voice is choked, tongue tied up. Went through countless dark nights. The softest heart bruises the deepest. The wall witnessed my pathos. But life goes on. I was like a caged bird. Poetry gave me wings to fly. You gave me beacon of hope. You rewired my entire DNA. A renewal of new me. You crafted me. You nurtured me. Poetry sanitized my mind and evoked my ink. Thank you. The next poem, Yearning For. In my next birth, I crave to be a tree, a big shady tree. My roots will spread to miles, and together we will foster our precious earth. It will be a hub of colorful birds. Like a mother, I will do protect them in storms and will never let them fall. Muscular branches will make the children swing. Their giggling sound will nourish me for ages. My dry branches will warm a shabby hut. Around the bonfire, souls hum for free. Emerald green leaves will give fresh breeze. The fragrance of my flowers will purify minds. Juicy fruits will fuel their stomach. My bark will heal the scars. And my wisdom branches will create a paradise. The next question. What prompted you to begin writing? Life's experience, the richness of nature make me express myself in words. It is an ever-evolving process. Writing poetry gives me a cathartic feeling. It gives me a unique identity, freedom of expression that reaches a wide audience, and a feeling of fulfillment. What are some of the predominant themes of your work? I was born and brought up in the lap of Mother Nature, Assam. It's a garland of lofty hills, vast tea gardens, and nature always motivate me. Life experience too instigate me to pen down, and when I write, I find a sense of relief. How does a poem begin for you? With an idea, a form, or an image? That's a nice question, sir. As I mentioned earlier, I was born and brought up in the lap of Mother Nature, and I feel very much blessed to be surrounded with beautiful flora and fauna. When I see nature, I get lost in it. The form, the image of nature make my pen flow. Images of flashback events also compel me to think and write. The next poem I'm going to share, and the title is The Essence of Illusion Life. Like a nimbus cloud, some thoughts came passing by. Life is an illusion. Sometimes it gives us millions of signs, signs of rainbow happiness. The heavy rain wash away all our worries, and soon spring rejoices. Seeing the azure blue sky, we tap our feet. We spread our wings of exhilarating joy. Our flight of joy takes us to another world. But as life is an illusion, soon happiness starts to fade. And we entangle with our problems. We fight, we struggle to create a place in society. A man's life is like the weather. Sometimes it brings cloud of sadness. Sometimes it brings rays of happiness. Life is something we have yet to discover. Joys, sorrows, everything that lives in our fate. Life is an illusion. Life is a mystery that we have to solve. We all love flowers. Different flowers symbolize different emotions. For example, red rose, it's a symbol of love. So, in my next poem, I try to portray various emotions by linking it with different flowers. And the title of the poem is Peekaboo Happiness. Peekaboo Happiness. Are you there hiding behind the hydrangea? Sometimes you give me an Irish hope. Hope for better tomorrow. Morrow to be with you, where we will share our sunflower joys and purple hyacinth sorrows together, where you will be my roots for support system, and I will be your backbone stem. Together we will pour love to our dear sapling, spreading the fragrance of happiness, giving shade in distress. As days will pass by, our balsa branches of love will be more firm. Unitedly, we will craft for an utopian society. for you, for me, and for our sun rising generation. Thank you. Do you sit and think through every word of every stanza, or do you write freely and allow the words to flow? I can write anywhere. I feel like when I write, I meditate. I think a lot about writing every word or stanza, as I always remain stressed out. So yes, most of the time, ideas, words, it gets stuck. It doesn't easily flow. So I need to think a lot before writing each and every poem. What condition help you with your writing process? Many different kinds of processes and sources of inspiration inspire me to write, including dreams, life, experience, nature, hope, etc. In India, every year in the month of October last or November, we celebrate Kali Puja along with Diwali. It's a festival. Goddess Kali is dusky in complexion. She is the embodiment of Shakti. We also call her Ma, which means mother. It's a festival of light and people burn firecrackers. My skin color is also brown, and as a result, I faced a lot of mistreatment and got offended many a times. So here is my poem, which is based on this theme. Barricade colorism. With immense pomp and splendor, you were welcomed in our nest, Ma. Shopping for colorful fairy lights, firecrackers, it's so much fun. Ma, you are the quintessential embodiment of Adi Shakti. Streams of devotees meditate you whole night to seek your supreme blessings of strength, power, and courage. Your disciples adore your dark skin, your voluptuous large eyes, blood red tongue, and glossy dark skin makes the aura pure divine. I am also a dark native woman, Ma, born with color of demeaning, always receives heaps of futile suggestions to lighten my coffee tinted tone. Since from ages, colorism is deeply rooted. Your devotees ridicule my sun-kissed skin. Uncivilized words from civilized folks do sting me. Sometimes it's difficult to combat derogatory remarks. How strange! The lips which praises your complexion, same lips spit pointed remarks about my look. The hands which praise you, same fingers point on my dusky hue. Our society celebrates fair skin hugely. It is associated with the divine. I have warmly hugged my glowy caramel color. My dark skin is not a trademark of shame. My skin color doesn't define me. Judge me by my brain, not by my melanin. Scan at my content. See how fruitful I am. We all are beautiful in our own way. Ma, your devotees radiate their houses with dazzling lights. Alas, they fail to illuminate their prehistoric mind. Remember, brown is the color of earth. Seeds sprout and flowers bloom. Where do you write? There is no specific place where I write. I always carry a notepad with me. When any word or image or any event triggers my mind, words flow easily. Name three poems you were most proud of writing, the ones that you cannot forget. Some of the work like Ode to My Parents, Barricade, Colorism, and Peekaboo, Happiness, and there are many more which are close to my heart. All my poems are like my babies and I nurture them. We all believe in God. When we have problems, the Almighty doesn't come to the earth to solve our problems. We deal with it. We fight with it in hope that God will help us. So this hope is like God. My next poem is about hope. Waking dreams. A new dawn renew our hopes. A lively year full of desires. Goodbye to mask to feel the fresh breeze. Hope that each child will bloom with knowledge and craft our society for a better future. Hope, my dear friend, doesn't starve. A place where women don't live in a cage. A place where unity in diversity is not only limited to books, but also echoes in our actions. Shelter for my tribe. Let my clan lie not idle. Boon economy, blessed with advanced technology. Healthy nation and bountiful smart village. To work for the extra mile. Corruption free my nation. No bloodshed, only peace. Hope nature will smile again. A new horizon with strong zeal. A year with new scope. Faith that the Lord gives strength to overcome our pain. Together we will paint the sky with colors of love which never fades. What is the relationship between your speaking voice and your written voice? I enjoy reading poems out loud. I am conscious of the poem as a spoken utterance even when I am writing it. So, there is a certain pleasure in sharing it with listeners. The pleasure is in vocally following its rhythm, settling into pause. And as I am from India, so my accent is not like British or American English. And I try to speak in my natural tone, not to be superficial. What is the role of a poet in modern day society? The importance of poetry is its ability to convey experience in a powerful way. So it can be used to promote empathy between people of varying backgrounds and to foster understanding. The poet can then use poetry to convey messages of social justice. Poetry touches our heart, and words have the power to transform us. All over the world, we are dealing with dowry problem. My next poem is in this subject, and the title is Knock, Knock, Parcel Arrived. Finally, their wait is over. Very soon, they will receive their long-awaiting parcel. Each day, their cunning eyes are yearning for. In joy, they are humming the lyrics of Avaricious, tapping their crippled feet to the tune of Deceit. In the lanes, they are busy endorsing their parcel. Rooms and wardrobes are already vacant for the arrival. The grey evening hovered and the parcel arrived. Monarch bed, leather couches, luxury dining table, added with gems and label cloths. Ah, endless list. They polish the word dowry and tag it as wedding gifts, taken as good omen. Look how they are boasting, as if they bought it. They don't have pity for the buyer. Shameless creatures. They are just hungry for need, wealth, and show off. They view women as objects. Grieving bride's father overflowed his life's saving. He is broke now. Poker faced bride suppressed her tears. Their uncivilized act is lawful. For women, it is even a crime to cry. Her credentials are blindly judged of being a good wife. But men's inhuman acts are dignified. Men made these social norms, and their rights became commandment. Stop this fetching dowry legacy. Be human and let humanity win. My next poem is about peace. We all are craving for peace and to stop war. The title of the poem is My Tired Eyes. My tired eyes longing to see eternal peace. Power mongers have some shame. We all are tired of walking in the pavement of barbaric blocks. My tiny ears can't stand the painful yelling of mothers. My naked eyes, seeing the flood of dead bodies, wish to be blind. The gory of bloodshed road make me mute. Mass ruins of town make me paralyzed too. Civilization is on the edge of ashes. Sow the seeds of love and breed humanity. Spun thread of nonviolence, play the tune of amity. Peace can only be gained when we sparkle love. Let hope not be the luxury word which we cannot attain. War is not the solution. Hence, nobody wins. Free us from the shackles of exploitation. Allow us to breathe. The following questions are: all great writers, performers, have great writing influences. Who are some of yours and what makes them great in your eyes? Poetry of Rabindranath Tagore, William Wordsworth especially appeal to me as they are close to nature. When people hear your work, they usually want more. What's next for you as a poet? I write for common people so that they can easily understand. That's why I try to write simple words and avoid jargon. And when people read it, they say that I am their voice. The words which battered souls can't say, I pen it down. For writing, I want to pursue it as long as possible. Because when I write, my soul becomes free and also to keep a legacy for my loved ones. And the last question is, do you think that you were meant to be a poet? I love to do paintings too. For me, poetry is like painting and words are like colors. Through poetry, I color my emotion. Poetry is what I have passion for. I love to play with words. We all have deep respect for our parents. So here is my next poem, which I dedicate it to my parents. Ode to my parents. Holding my hands, you have taught me how to measure the right scales of life. Croon me once more that sugary lullaby, which will take me out of this unethical world. You have always wiped away my trepidation, my hidden blubbering. Your love for me is to the depth, breadth, and height. You are always a source of motivation to me. Your words have strengthened me. For me, you are all in all, my almighty, my friend, my mentor. The joy of being your daughter is like a gift to me from the heaven above. Our future will be of gold, where we will stay one, be it a joy or sorrow. In my next birth, I crave to have the bliss of your lap. In India, we call our mother Ma, M-A-A, Ma. My next poem, I dedicate to all the mothers in this world. My crown, my mother. Ma. Three alphabets, a very precious celestial word. You are my universe. You are my guardian angel. I never saw God, but you are my supreme. Your flooded eyes portray the victorious battles which you fought. Lines on your forehead shows your captive mind for me. Wrinkled hands symbolize that you are a reaper. You harvest in humanity to make for an utopian society. I was drowning, sinking, going down and down. You are my savior. You beside me gives me paramount peace. Your words soothe my ears and keep me away from fears. Empty skull are those who had moist your eyes, and they are still paying their price. Your delicacy is exhilar. You have the soul of the ocean and the depth of books. You have refined my mind and purified my body. The knowledge which you showered on me, I am your visionary. Thank you. Lastly, I want to conclude today's beautiful program by giving a short message that we all are creative. We ourselves need to discover our own talent and explore it and then burnish it. And yes, never ever underestimate yourself. I am beyond grateful to Michael Anthony Ingram, sir, for this wonderful show and for giving me this opportunity. Your show is like a blessing, which is bridging cultures and countries. and thank you to all for your precious time and listening to me.